New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy pre-July 4th. It is July 3rd. This is Old School coming at you live from 1040 Oak Street. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman on the ones and twos. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. And we're going to get this party started since we're talking about up there in the O. One of my best friends that was in, he was a Lincolnite, got a promotion and then snuck up and moved up to the O. But nevertheless, Greg Smith coming. This is our first one. We're going to have him on every week. So Old School weekly conversation with Greg Smith of Rivals, presented to you by The Post. The Post is located in the Telegraph District. The Post provides a relaxed vibe with great drinks and better people. Also good music also as well. They also have indoor patio available for private events and parties in addition to their public celebration. The Post is located at 20th and M. With that being said, we welcome my man, Greg Smith. And how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing very well. How are you guys, man?
Hey, I had to put you on blast a little bit, man, just because you moved up on the O. I called you on Monday. Next thing you know, Saturday, you was up moving up there. But anyways, Greg, obviously your job at Rivals, I know you're national now, but obviously I think with football season upon us, even though it's July 4th, since the last time we talked to you, a lot has happened here locally in recruiting. Obviously some commitments in the last few days, but then I want to ask you what the temperature is on Nebraska football recruiting, I guess, you know, regionally and nationally.
Yeah, it has been an exciting time around here. You know, Nebraska has been hot on the recruiting trail. It feels like, the offensive linemen have been pouring in, and nobody is ever going to be mad about that. But then you also, you lose a guy in Chase Lofton who decides to go out of state and go down to Florida State, which was a really tough decision for him. Also, Nebraska's tight end room may have had a little to do with that, too, and then that's something that we can get into. But, yeah, there's a lot happening with Nebraska right now.
Yeah, we'll piggyback on that Chase Lofton. I mean, obviously the fan is going to be mad at every kid that decides to go somewhere else. But, we've always taken the stance of it's actually a good thing because the high school athletes and the football programs and football players have continually to get better, bigger, faster, stronger, but then also has reached, bigger limits as far as their exposure. Talk about the process of Chase Lofton going to Florida State, but then also let's shed light on some of the people they have in the tight end room that maybe had, pushed him to look somewhere else.
Yeah, I've talked to Chase a lot throughout his recruitment, and he's a kid from here in Omaha that has continued to see his stock rise. He, trains out at the Warren Academy and has been getting good training for a long time. And he's a kid that, like you mentioned, we've talked about before, kind of this trickle-down effect that has happened in the last handful of years where you've seen kids come through Nebraska and schools continue to come out here, even from outside of the region. Like if you had said, 10 years or so ago, 7 7 years ago that, you know, a tight end from Omaha is going down to Florida State to play college football, even that recently, you would think that that was crazy, but it's not anymore, right? And I do think that that is a testament to kind of the training that these kids are getting, the high school coaching that is here in the state, and then also the kids themselves for the work that they're putting in, obviously, too. But you're seeing schools, a lot of different schools come in. Now, Chase himself really liked what Florida State was building and the fact that they're a little bit closer to a national championship. We know what happened with them last year. And depending on your point of view, whether or not they got screwed over or not, I'll leave that up to y'all. But, you know, he's also a kid that I think kids can read a depth chart, right? And you can see what's going on at Nebraska and all of the tight ends that they've taken in recent years, most notably Carter Nelson coming in this most recent class will be here this summer. It's going to be tough to see the field. I'm not saying that that is the number one reason that he didn't pick Nebraska, but I do think that there's a lot at play in this one that goes beyond, you know, kind of just being mad that the local kid didn't stay home.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that because as you talk to these, you know, kids and they I'm sure you get the same answers or they have all the same process or process of their thoughts, like they're going to go straight from high school to starting on Saturdays or right. Whatever games are played. Talk about that, you know, what he's thinking or what you can gather from what he's thinking, because, you know, I think he's about 6'6", about 210. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be an inline tight end, move tight end, or try to be a matchup problem down the red zone?
Yeah, so what they told him to start off with is they just want to get him the ball, get him some matchup problems, and then kind of let him continue to work on and develop his body, which I think is a smart thing to say to a kid, because I think a lot of times, and I have found that the best coaching staffs that these kids talk to add that last caveat in there where they say, hey, you still, though, by the way, you're going to need to continue to add muscle and work on your body and get used to the speed of college football, but along the way, we're going to try to help you along and try to get you on the field as best as we can. So then that way you properly set expectations, right? I think that you get into a lot of trouble as a coaching staff if you just tell kids or promise them, hey, you're going to be a starter, we're going to get you in here and you're going to set college football on fire. It just does not work that way very often. So I think setting those expectations the way that Florida State seems to have done with Chase Lofton, I think it ends up being helpful in the long run, because then when the kid gets there, they're also more understanding of, oh yeah, there's also guys on this roster already that can play and that have been in the program, you know, 1 to 4 years before I got here.
Yeah, that's you know, that's a good insight, because a lot of times you know, people expect the end product to be the beginning product, you know, they right. want the you know, if it's a defensive end, they want to see Grant Wisdom as an 18 year old kid right. versus one that was 22 year old, you know, grown man going number 6 in the draft. Let's flip back to Nebraska. Obviously, just I think a little bit over an hour ago, we got Sean Hammerbeck, the mm-hmm. I guess he's a 6'7", 250-pound, 60-pound tight end, defensive end, just committed today. Tell us a little bit about him, because I think he's an interesting prospect, because he could play tight end, defensive end, and if he really has some good feet, he could mess around and be an offensive tackle here in a few years.
Yeah, a big kid with a really projectable frame up in South Dakota. He is, like, to me, he is a really interesting player, and a kid that you kind of, we're starting to get to this point where we look at certain kids and go, oh, that's a Matt Rhule kid. That, and what I mean by that in this case is he's a kid that, you know, has good athleticism, a good body, that still has a lot of good football ahead of him and some position flexibility, right? So I think that the fact that he has played multiple positions along, you know, both from tight end, he could play even offensive line, defensive line. You can tell that by when he tweets out his news, you see all coaches from different sides of the ball kind of retweeting and sharing the news and being excited. And we know in the past that with Matt Rhule that that's turned into some arguments behind the scenes with good competition arguments about where players are going to end up playing. And I think that he could be another one of those kids, because I could see, you know, a number of coaches trying to get him inside their room. I could see him being on the defensive line, projected over the offensive line. He's a good player, and I do think he has good feet and good quickness. So, you know, it depends on who's going to win out on that argument. I tend to think that he could start off on the defensive line and kind of see where we go from there. But he's a really nice player that is a good long-term projection for Nebraska.
I want to ask you about one more prospect before we turn over or get DB in there. I want to ask you about Torres coming from Hawaii, obviously projected as a center, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess it would have been a little bit of a hot topic since Cam Jurgens left, and it was even a hot topic while Cam Jurgens was here while he developed. Right. We talked about it multiple times. talk about him and what he brings, being 6'3", 270, but really focusing on center coming in, considering in the offensive line, that is your centerpiece. Talk about him as a prospect.
Yeah, so I really like this pickup. I think that he's a kid that is actually a little bit underrated, and it's hard because, you know, even though all of us want to get out to Hawaii and see guys, it's hard to get out there and actually see him in person. So unless you get to see him in a prospect camp, a showcase camp, or later down the road in an all-star game, it's kind of hard to get a good evaluation on those kids, being honest. But when you watch the tape, I really like him. He's got a strong punch. He's got enough athleticism. Like you said, he knows that he could play center or interior lineman, and I think that's a huge advantage for Nebraska going forward, is because now what Donovan Raiola can do is he can start, you know, teaching him some things on the fly, like starting to, you know, get him ready to get here, but have already know exactly where he's going to be. So you're not having to do kind of like we were talking about with Hammerbeck, where you don't know quite where he's going to play. It's a real nice advantage to be able to know exactly where he's going to be moving forward. I think Nebraska got a steal with him. And he's going to be an interesting player, and he's got a bright future too. He is starting to figure out kind of, you know, how to really turn it on with being really physical at the point of attack and all of that. I think he's going to end up being a good player.
Greg, where would you put Nebraska's talent with these recruits? Where would you rank them in the Big Ten, especially with the new pool with USC and Oregon bringing in a different talent level? Where do you place this particular group?
Yeah, I would put them kind of middle of the pack at this point. The thing that Nebraska kind of lacks when it comes to this recruiting class right now is as much of that top end talent as you kind of see with some of these other some of these other recruiting classes. You know, you look at, of course, Ohio State, but then you look at Oregon, some of those kids in the USC class, Penn State, Michigan is coming along. You know, you start to get there and you've already named five or six teams. So I think that they're right in the middle of the pack where it comes to this recruiting class right now, but there is a long way to go when it comes to that, because I think Nebraska is taking a little bit of a long lens approach, where I think they right now have a lot of those kids that they like, that they feel like are going to be good developmental players down the road, and I think that there's a good amount of kids that are waiting to see what Nebraska looks like on the field before they decide which way they're going to go or if they're going to flip down the road. Because let's be honest, we know about recruiting these days and how many flips happen. We've seen Matt Rhule flip kids last year, so I think there's kids waiting. But yeah, right now, middle of the pack.
You know, Greg, it's a two-parted deal with
New Balance. Recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The area of strength and area of need. And I had this conversation with some folks earlier today about area of need rather than area of weakness. If Nebraska could identify an area of need that they can build through recruiting quickly, because and quickly being 2 or 3 years as kind of the mark, what is that area? What's going to be the thing that bridges Nebraska from where they are to where they want to be?
Man, I would, if I could pick one overarching thing, it's the line of scrimmage. Nebraska has to get better at identifying and developing guys along the line of scrimmage. And you pick either one, but it just kind of is lumped in there together. And part of that is the where Nebraska plays and the conference that they are in, the high schools that surround this area. Like, there is a lot of talent that plays in the trenches in this region, right? And a lot of guys, though, that it's going to take, could possibly take a little bit of time for them to develop. So if Nebraska can get good at that, I think that that's what would end up kind of fortifying the overall program, because everything else to me can be a touch below where you want it to be or be a work in progress if you can dominate and control the line of scrimmage.
So, Greg, you're saying a little bit more of that Michigan approach over the last few years of Harbaugh, just pouring a lot of resources into that offensive line. I want to ask you, you know, moving forward with Nebraska, if you had to guess, or in your experience, if everything goes as planned, or as everybody's assuming that Nebraska's at anywhere from 5-2 to 7-0 going in at Ohio State, in your experience, not maybe at Nebraska or other schools that are having, like Missouri, I know we've talked about them when you have that really, really good year. How does that recruiting process change from the team and the type of players that they maybe move up the list on? Or guys that they say, listen, all right, we're going to wait and see because we got, you know what, we've moved up the charts with player A or B, considering where we're at that point in time in the season.
Yeah, that would change everything, right? For Nebraska specifically. And the reason is I think that when you step back and look at Nebraska, and, you know, Matt Rhule has kind of said this too, about Nebraska has everything that a recruit or a player could really want, right? When you look at, you know, all of the resources that are put into this program, the facilities, the fan support, NIL support and alignment, all of it kind of lines up very nicely for prospects. Except for you're still having to kind of project to them about being able to win on the football field, right? And you're having to kind of say, well, trust me in my background and what we've been able to do in the past, but you haven't seen me do it here. If you start to chip away at that and eliminate that, then all of a sudden those players that Matt Rhule and his staff, and really they did this last year, were in on players early on in the process that were like, man, I really like Nebraska, but I just don't know about where they're going, right? Once you start to eliminate or quiet some of that, I think that the thing opens up a lot for Nebraska. That not only opens up for kind of their preferred recruiting area, Texas, like, because now all of a sudden you've got something to kind of come back with those kids to say, no, it really is working up here. You should come up here from Texas. It also works with those kids that we were just talking about, those kids in the region that have seen Iowa be rock solid and consistent. They've seen Ohio State go to college football playoffs and things like that. They've seen Michigan win one. So you start to get against that, and I think that really changes everything. And we've seen this happen across the board. We were talking about Florida State. It has already happened with them. You mentioned Missouri. It's happened with them too. Nebraska can do that as well.
Greg, what's the thing then for all of these programs around the Big Ten that Nebraska has to measure itself by? You got to stand in the mirror and kind of watch. Nebraska has to have a thing that identifies it as if you're in this position, go to Nebraska. They're going to get you to the next level. Under Matt Rhule and what they're currently doing, is that the quarterback position for Nebraska, where they're trying to be that team, that organization, that club in the Big Ten, or is there another position that can be identified as?
Yeah, so it's interesting. That's a good question, because I think that quarterback is one that I do think that they're trying to get, and it's for a couple of reasons. One, when you have a five-star quarterback come in, obviously that raises all of the expectations for everybody. It also sped up the clock for Matt Rhule from where he was previously and what he's done before. But the way that they run their offense, and they want to run their offense a little bit more of a pro style, they can turn and lean towards that being a place where, hey, we can get you ready for the NFL at quarterback, which is something that, say, Ohio State does very well, right? They do that very well, getting to do that, and they have that as their calling card. I think the secondary is a place that they're going to look to do that as well. That's interesting, though, considering the league that they play in. It would be, I think, wiser to have that be either the defensive line, because if you look at teams that win in the Big Ten and you see, you look every year, it's teams with strong defensive lines, teams that can stop the run, teams that can rush the passer without blitzing all the time. And so it should be the defensive line and quarterback. We'll see what happens with the secondary, because I do think that that's going to be mixed in there too, because they get good coaching at that position.
Greg, one more before we let you get started on your 4th of July holiday. TJ Latif, you know, made some news when he committed. Obviously, a very high prospect. Made more news when he got interviewed, said he didn't want to touch on it. But then after a couple days, he doubled down on his commitment. Talk about him as a prospect and also that process that he went through to probably calm some of these Husker crazies there on online.
Yeah, that was something. He decided to make that news out of, I think it was an Elite 11. I see TJ in person at our rivals camp, actually, a few months back. And he's a good player. He's got a strong arm. He's accurate, but could still work on some of the footwork deals, which you think will get worked out with coaching. But he's also a better athlete than you probably realize. He can throw on the run as well. I think I like his overall game quite a bit. But he's also kind of, he's got a little bit of that moxie to him. He's got some attitude to his game, which will play well, I think, with this coaching staff. And I think once he arrives and gets into the locker room, he could be a guy that does really well in the locker room too. Now, when it comes to those comments, I think somebody obviously got to him and said, hey, we need to back this down a little bit, because maybe he was just tired at the end of a long day. Something was going on there. But you never want to be the quarterback in a class kind of making those kind of elusive kind of statements out there about your commitment, especially when you're coming to a program like this where everybody notices everything that you say. So it seems that all is well on his commitment front. But I think that Nebraska got a really good player there and about as good of a player at quarterback that you're going to get given who you brought in the last cycle at quarterback. It's don't underestimate how hard it is to bring in a very good quarterback behind a five-star quarterback, especially when you're a program that isn't just turning quarterbacks out into the NFL, because you don't have that carrot to dangle in front of them to say, oh, as soon as Dylan goes off, you'll be the next one. They don't have that quite yet. So it was good on the staff to even get him in the first place, but I think his commitment's solid.
There it is, man. The first one of Greg, he's going to be on with us every week, especially during the season. So July is definitely football season. Appreciate it, Greg. Have a good and cheerful and safe 4th, and we'll holler at you next week.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Y'all have a good 4th.
All right. There it is, DP in Austin. Greg, you know, he does great work with the good thing about Greg is he has, you know, he obviously lives local, but he's able, or he through obviously rivals, he's going out and seeing you know, every type of player all across the nation, but then also he's checking the temperature of every school throughout the nation. You know, we talked about Missouri, right? With their coach, Mr. Stand On Business, you know, it improved their recruiting profile immensely by that run last year. And obviously, you know, Texas was probably a little bit farther ahead of Nebraska, but after Texas went down to Alabama and thumped them a little bit, then you start to see a lot of things start to take off, both support internally, whatever you want to call it, NIL or whatever, but then their national prowess as they move into the SEC. So it'd be interesting to see Nebraska handles their business in this first, more than half, so 7 out of 12 games. So, you know, a little bit over half, you handle your business and they'll see how, you know, things can change. So, it's good to hear from him because obviously the main thing is the main thing. And you know what, DP, is interesting. Me and you always talk about it. Kids are talking about NIL, right? And that's rightfully so. We're past this, me and you have been past it, but everybody that talks either here or they need to get past NIL, like college football is ruined. This is college football. Where is that? You know what I'm saying? So, but NIL is a big thing.
You gotta have something to talk about, right? Like there are people that want to complain.
Well, what are the two main things that people talk about? NIL and recruiting, right? Yeah. And everybody thinks, oh, the chicken and egg thing. Well, actually, the egg or whatever before the chicken, or the chicken that lays egg, whatever you want to say, is actually Greg told you. You want to improve your recruiting profile, handle business this year with your team. You want more NIL money individually, right? Obviously, go out there and play well. Now everything's, you know, you can get some stuff when you come into college, but if you want to be able to go and approach DP, who's, say, you're the GM, say, hey, man, I'll perform what we did before. It'll probably gladly so. So, you know, it's always good to get a national opinion on that. What do you think?
yeah, getting outside of our normal thought bubble is important.
Yeah.
Right. We get in our vacuum.
Yeah, we don't need rinse and repeat, right?
Yeah, we get in our vacuum. And the idea is that if Nebraska embraces, not only if they embrace, but when they embrace, how quickly they embrace the new frontier, the quicker they'll have success.
Yeah.
Like it's just that important.
Oof.
For Nebraska fans, administrators, coaches, players.
Understand media guys as well.
Well, the media people, well, that's a whole different conversation. You gonna make me say something?
Nah. We're gonna go into the fourth.
Gonna
go into the fourth blissful and stuff like that. But we're gonna take a quick break. Come back. We're gonna talk about some NFL news. Hard docs. Two teams that we have been associated with. Myself, the Giants. I was a hired sniper, so I'm not. I mean, I love the Giants.
Hooray!
But then also the Panthers as well. There's a lot of NFL stuff, and then also we are gonna ask the text line. Guess how much your team sold for the last time they were sold for. It's amazing what the Giants were sold for. So a lot of return on investment. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.